I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. According to the results of a recent poll by Vermont Public Radio, a majority of Vermonters favor the development of more solar and wind energy projects. That same survey, however, found significant concerns with the regulatory process used to determine where they go. It's a paradox that Senate lawmakers are trying to resolve by giving communities more say in the siting of renewable energy. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, critics say they're doing it at the cost of the state's green energy goals.
Melody McLean has more than a passing interest in the debate over renewable energy siting. 3 years ago, she watched as a Vermont wind energy developer erected four turbines atop Georgia Mountain.
We're 3,800 feet to the closest turbine.
Since then, McLean says, life hasn't been the same.
The noise is, it's too loud. Our quality of life has been diminished because we can't enjoy our property outside anymore on certain days.
Enough Senate lawmakers have been moved by stories like McLean's that the body has taken up several controversial siting measures this year. McLean watched from the Senate gallery on Thursday as lawmakers debated a series of amendments designed to address concerns like hers. The amendment McLean cared most about would have required the Public Service Board to continually monitor sound levels at homes and businesses near wind projects. It failed. But the Senate approved other amendments that would give towns considerably more say over the siting of wind and solar projects. And according to Senate President John Campbell, the votes were in many ways an indictment of the system.
What exactly has the Public Service Board done to address the needs of some and the concerns of some of the people you see in this room here today? And a lot of us feel that for one reason or another, they haven't done a lot.
The amendments that passed on Thursday will be pinned on to an underlying energy bill that has generally broad support from renewable energy developers and from the environmental advocates who want to see the state curb its reliance on fossil fuels. The amendments, however, would require regulators to give what's known as substantial deference to municipal plans, even if those plans haven't been certified as being compatible with the state's overall renewable energy goals. John Copans, Deputy Secretary of the Department for Public Service, says that's a problem.
The move to give towns what approaches veto authority on projects before they do that planning raises a real concern.
Another amendment requires the Public Service Board to issue recommendations on mandatory setbacks for wind projects, as well as maximum allowable noise thresholds. The amendment was offered despite the fact that the board is already in the process of evaluating many of those same issues. Chittenden Senator Tim Ash said forcing the board to change course midstream would amount to a vote of no confidence in the integrity of the process it's involved in now.
The question here really is, are we so distrustful of the Public Service Board? For some in this room, I'm sure the answer is yes, that the board can actually develop policies and behave in a way that does ensure that people can have peaceful living if they happen to be located near a wind turbine.
The answer to that question was yes for the majority of the senators in the room, and the amendment passed. Ben Walsh is Climate and Energy Program Director at the Vermont Public Interest Research Group. Walsh says the wording used in the amendment betrays basic misunderstandings about energy projects. And he says the last-minute amendments threaten to undermine the state's pursuit of a plan that calls for the state to get 90% of its energy from renewable sources by 2050.
They're setting state policy on important topics on the fly.
Critics of the amendments passed on Thursday will likely find more sympathetic ears in the House, which is where the bill heads next. Campbell, though, said the Department of Public Service and Public Service Board should take notice.
If there is ever a wake-up call that should be taken, this is the one.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.